This is Trivia for Kids, where it's not just for adults anymore.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the very first episode of the Trivia for Kids podcast.
I'm Quinn.
And I'm her mom, Casey. Quinn, since this is the first episode, I was thinking that maybe we would tell everybody a little bit about ourselves.
Sounds good. My name is Quinn. I am in fifth grade. I am 10 years old. I like volleyball, baking, music, art, stuff that fifth graders like.
And like I said, I'm her mom, and I like stuff that moms like, and I like hanging out with my daughter, and I like trivia, so we thought this might be fun. So we're going to go ahead and get started with the questions.
Here's how the show works. Trivia for Kids consists of 6 rounds with 10 questions each. We will announce the answers at the end of each round. Each new round will have a different category. After the 6th round, we will have the final exam, which will test you on the toughest questions we have covered in the previous rounds. Everyone ready? Let's get started.
Round number 1. The category is animals. Question 1. Which mammal is known to have the most powerful bite in the world? Question 2. What are the only 2 mammals that lay eggs? Question 3. A dog sweats through which part of its body? Question 4. Which animal is known to spend 90% of its day sleeping? Question 5. Under their white fur, what color is a polar bear's skin? Question 6. How far can a skunk spray? Question 7. What animal eats mainly bamboo? Question 8. A baby goat is called a what? Question 9. What do snakes use to smell? Question 10. What is a group of kittens called? And now the answers to round 1, animals. Question 1. Which mammal is known to have the most powerful bite in the world? A hippopotamus, which just happens to be my favorite animal. Question 2. What are the only 2 mammals that lay eggs? The duck-billed platypus and the anteater. Yeah, I knew a platypus laid eggs, but yeah. The anteater was a new one for me. Number 3. A dog sweats through which part of its body? Its paws. Number 4. Which animal is known to spend 90% of its day sleeping? A koala.
Which happens to sleep in trees way more than they sleep in, like, the ground or in a hole.
They're so cute.
Yeah.
I would love to have a koala. All right, question 5. Under their white fur, what color is a polar bear's skin? Black. And do you know why it's black?
Is it somehow because it's so cold in Antarctica and around those cold areas that they need to absorb heat, and black absorbs heat?
That's exactly right. Very good. All right, moving on to question 6. How far can a skunk spray? The answer is 10 feet.
And that's taller than my dad.
It is. And that's farther than I ever, or even closer than I ever want to be to a skunk ever. Blech. All right. Question 7. What animal eats mainly bamboo?
The pandas.
Which are almost as adorable as koalas. I Love them both.
I like koalas better.
All right. Question 8. A baby goat is called a what? A kid. He suppose the mama goat.
Are you kidding me?
Good one. All right. Question 9. What do snakes use to smell? Their tongues.
That must be why they're constantly sticking them out.
That's exactly why. And the last one, question 10. What is a group of kittens called? So cute. A Kindle.
A Kindle.
A Kindle of kittens. So cute.
I love kittens. Round 2. The category is the movie Frozen. Question 1. What is the name of the kingdom that Anna and Elsa are the princesses of? Number 2. Who raised Kristoff? Number 3. Who runs a trading post and sauna up in the mountains? 2 times the points if you can name the store he runs. Number 4. What is the fire salamander in Frozen 2 named? Question 5. What is the name of the giant snowman that Elsa creates to keep Anna away from her? Question 6. Olaf likes warm what? Question 7. How do the parents of Elsa and Anna die? Question 8. How many brothers does Hans have? Question 9. What is Sven's favorite food? Question 10. True or false? Both sisters had magical powers. And now here are the answers to round 2. Question 1. What is the name of the kingdom that Anna and Elsa are the princesses of? Arendelle. Question 2. Who raised Kristoff? The Rock Trolls. Question 3. Who runs a trading post in Sana up in the mountains? 2 times the points if you can name the store he runs. Oaken. His store is named Wandering Oaken's Trading Post.
Oh, Oaken!
Oh, Oaken! Question 4. What is the fire salamander in Frozen 2 named? Bruni.
Hey, can we talk about Bruni? Can we? We don't talk about Bruni, no. Getting my movie switched up.
Question 5. What is the name of the giant snowman that Elsa creates to keep Anna away from her? Marshmallow. Question 6. Olaf likes warm what? Hugs.
Huggy.
Question 7. How do the parents of Elsa and Anna pass away? In a shipwreck.
Wah, wah.
Question 8. How many brothers does Hans of the Southern Isles have? 12. No sisters, just brothers. That'd be terrible.
That'd be a lot.
Question 9. What is Sven's favorite food? Carrots. Question 10. True or false? Both sisters had magical powers. False.
I suppose Anna felt like left out because Elsa was magic and she wasn't.
Well, not necessarily because their parents didn't have powers.
I suppose that's true. Good point. Round 3. The category is food. Question 1. What was the first food ever planted in space? Question 2. What food never rots or goes bad? Question 3. What is a dried grape called? Question 4. What vegetable looks like a tree? Question 5. Where were French fries invented? France, Belgium, or the United States? Question 6. What is the most frequently ordered food in the United States? Is it hamburgers, pizza, or fried chicken? Question 7. In what state is the ice cream capital of the world? Question 8. What was the first ever food eaten in space? Question 9. What is the oldest soft drink in the United States? And question 10. Which condiment was originally used as a diarrhea medicine? And now the answers to round 3. Question 1. What was the first food ever planted in space? Potatoes. Question 2. What food never rots or goes bad? Honey. Question 3. What is a dried grape called? A raisin. What's a dried plum called?
A prune.
A prune. Do you like raisins or prunes?
Neither.
Neither.
I've never had a prune.
Question 4. What vegetable looks like a tree? Broccoli. Question 5. Where were French fries invented? France, Belgium, or the United States? Belgium. I thought they only invented waffles.
I didn't think Belgium was a place.
It is. It's a country. Oh. Okay, question 6. What's the most frequently ordered food in the United States? Hamburgers, pizza, or chicken? The answer is fried chicken. I would have guessed
pizza.
I would have thought pizza too. Question 7. In what state is the ice cream capital of the world? The great state where we live, Iowa. And we've been to the ice cream capital of the world. And
it's very good.
Delicious. Yes. Question 8. What was the first food ever eaten in space? Applesauce.
Do they just like squirt it out and eat it?
Like, oh, I'm sure they do. I've seen them do that before.
I have too.
Question 9. What's the oldest soft drink in the U.S.? Dr. Pepper. So where we live, we call it pop. And I know some people call it soda and some people call it Coke.
Or soft drink.
Or soft drinks. We call it pop, though. I feel like that's not very common. All right, question 10. Which condiment was originally used for a diarrhea medicine? And the answer is ketchup.
What? I didn't even read that question.
If you have some diarrhea, just eat some ketchup.
Raw ketchup?
I don't. That's what they used to try. Now they just put it on their hot dogs and their french fries.
Diarrhea medicine on your hot dogs.
Gross.
Sounds delicious. Round 4. Category, games and toys. Question 1. What doll created in 1959 was named after the inventor's daughter? Question 2. How many feet of wire does it take to make one slinky? Question 3. What was the only available Play-Doh color when it was first released? Question 4. In what game do you get small pink and blue pegs for your children? Question 5. Shredder is the villain to which group of superheroes? Question 6. Which game involves taking wooden blocks from a tower and placing them on top without making the tower fall? Question 7. LOL dolls are popular dolls that come wrapped inside a surprise ball. What does LOL stand for? Question 8. Which toy was the first to have a commercial on TV and was included in the Toy Story movies? Question 9. Which melody is often associated with a jack-in-the-box? Question 10. What was the original flavor of Pez candies. Round 4. Category, games and toys. Question 1. What doll created in 1959 was named after the inventor's daughter? Barbie. Her daughter's name was Barbara. Can you guess her son's name? Ken. How many feet of wire does it take to make one slinky? 80 feet of wire. That's abnormal. Question 3. What was the only available Play-Doh color when it was first released? White. Question 4. In what game do you get small pink and blue pegs for your children? Life. Question 5. Shredder is the villain to which group of superheroes? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Question 6. Which game involves taking wooden blocks from a tower and placing them on top without making the tower fall? Jenga. Question 7. LOL dolls are popular dolls that come wrapped inside a surprise ball. What does LOL stand for? Little Outrageous Littles. That's cute. Little Outrageous Littles. Question 8. Which toy was the first to have a commercial on TV and was included in the Toy Story movies? Mr. Potato Head. The original Mr. Potato Head. You would use a real potato. Question 7. Which melody is often associated with the Jack in the Box? Pop goes the weasel. Question 10. What was the original flavor of Pez candies? Peppermint. It came out in 1927, and that was the only option.
Round 5. The category is history. Question 1. Who was the second president of the United States? Question 2. Who invented the telephone? Question 3. Which country gifted the Statue of Liberty to the United States? Question 4. In which state is the Statue of Liberty located? Question 5. In which town was Jesus born? Question 6. What were the three names of Christopher Columbus's ships? Question 7. Who was the first person to ever step foot on the moon? Question 8. What civil rights activist gave the famous "I Have a Dream" speech? Question 9. What caused the Titanic to sink in 1912? Question 10. The ancient Egyptians are famous for what kind of monument? And now the answers to round 5. Who was the second president of the United States? John Adams. John Adams doesn't have a real job anyway.
Ha 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 ha.
We're big Hamilton the Musical fans in our house. Question 2. Who invented the telephone? Alexander Graham Bell.
AGB.
Question 3. Which country gifted the Statue of Liberty to the United States? France. Thanks, France. Question 4. In which state is the Statue of Liberty located? New York. Question 5. In which town was Jesus born? Bethlehem.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem.
Question 6. What were the three names of Christopher Columbus's ships? The Pinta, the Nina, and the Santa Maria. Question 7. Who was the first person to ever step foot on the moon? Neil Armstrong.
I believe there is 9 golf balls on the moon also.
Or how do you know that?
From school.
Oh, okay, cool. I did not know that. Question 8. What civil rights activist gave the famous I Have a Dream speech? Martin Luther King. Question 9. What caused the Titanic to sink in 1912? It hit an iceberg. And it was supposed to be an unsinkable ship, and its first trip, it sunk.
Like Battleship.
Like Battleship. Question 10. The ancient Egyptians are famous for what kind of monument? Pyramids.
Are you allowed to go in any of the pyramids?
I don't know. Maybe we should go to Egypt and find out.
Round 6. Category, science. Question 1. What planet is closest to the sun? Question 2. What do you call animals that eat both plants and meat? Question 3. How many bones does a shark have? Question 4. What happens first, thunder or lightning? Question number 5. What bone protects your brain? Question 6. Which planet has the most moons? Question 7. What do you call the liquid rock inside of the Earth? Question 8. This essential gas is so important so we can breathe? Question number 9. Where can you find the smallest bone in the human body? Question number 10. From what tree do acorns come from? And now, the answers to round 6. Question 1. What planet is closest to the sun? Mercury.
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 No. Mercury. Say it again.
Mercury. Question 2. What do you call animals that eat both plants and meat? Omnivores.
I'm an omnivore.
I'm an omnivore.
And Mercury.
And Mercury. Mercury. Question 3. How many bones does a shark have? None. Sharks only have cartilage, which is like stuff that make up your
nose,
yeah. Question 4. What happens first, thunder or lightning?
Trick question!
They happen at the same time. You just see lightning first because light travels faster than sound.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Question 5. What bone protects your brain? The skull.
Ouch.
Ow. Question 6. Which planet has the most moons? Saturn. It has 53. I have a question. If you were to sleep on Saturn, kind of like how we sleep here on Earth,
okay.
You see the moon when you sleep. How many moons would you see when you sleep on Saturn? All of them? Or half of them?
Probably half, or like, yeah.
Maybe one.
Good question.
Question 7. What do you call the liquid rock inside the Earth? Magma. When it leaves the Earth, it's called lava. Question 8. This essential gas is important so we can breathe. Oxygen. Question 9. Where can you find the smallest bone in the human body? The ear. How small is the ear bone?
I don't know. It must be pretty small.
A few centimeters, maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe one. Question 10. From what tree do acorns come from? Oak.
Oh, oaken. And now the questions for the final exam. Now remember, you've already heard these questions in this episode, but these are the hardest ones we had. So use your memory and try to think back to what the answers were. Question 1. How many feet of wire does it take to make one slinky? 80 feet. Question 2. What were the three names of Christopher Columbus's ships? The Pinta, the Nina, and the Santa Maria. Question three. What was the first food ever eaten in space? Applesauce. Question four. Who was the second president of the United States? John Adams. Question five. What is a group of kittens called? A Kindle. Every time I say that, I can't help but be like, oh, Kindle. Question six. What was the original flavor of Pez candies? Peppermint. Question seven. What are the only two mammals that lay eggs? The duck-billed platypus and the anteater. Question eight. Which planet has the most moons? Saturn. Question nine. What is the oldest soft drink in the United States? Dr. Pepper. And question 10. What do you call animals that eat both plants and meat? Omnivores. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you for listening
to episode one of Trivia for Kids. Please make sure you like us, follow us on Instagram, and tune in next week when we will have more exciting, fun, funny, silly questions.
Fun and funny.
Fun and funny.
Perfect.
Goodbye. Have a good week.